Manu Patra alerts dated the 27th of March 2018. Supreme Court has ruled that intervention of Kaap Panchayats in marriages will be illegal. It said that any attempt made by Kaap Panchayat to scuttle marriage between two consenting adults is illegal. Supreme Court has held that the punishment for murder as per section 302 of Indian Penal Code is death or life imprisonment, and any punishment less than the life imprisonment is legal and without the authority of law. Supreme Court has extended the interim protection against arrest to Karthi Chidambaram, granted by the Delhi High Court in the INX Media money laundering case, till the 2nd of April. Supreme Court has sought the views of the Attorney General and the Bar on a plea seeking live streaming of important cases being heard by it. Supreme Court has ordered status quo on the operation of the Punjab and Haryana High Court verdict, which upheld the constitutional validity of the law providing 10% reservation to Jat and five other communities in Haryana, till further orders. Supreme Court has agreed to hear the plea of the Delhi Jal Board, DJB, alleging that Haryana was supplying 120 cusec less water to Delhi out of the 450 cusecs of water it was supposed to supply. Bombay High Court has restrained the trustee of an international school in Andheri, who had been accused of rape, from entering the school premises until further orders, after the parents of some of the students approached it. Bombay High Court has asked the Maharashtra government to consider allotting two plots in suburbs, originally reserved for a cancer hospital and a public housing project, to rehabilitate over 60,000 people whose houses were demolished by the local civic body on the court's order. Madras High Court has directed the authorities to answer a query as to why not the state government fixed definite working hours for the police force. Delhi High Court has stayed dumping of waste by the East Corporation at a site near Yamuna. Delhi High Court has directed social media sites Facebook, Google and YouTube to take down a video blog which allegedly disparages the art made and marketed by Baba Ramdev's Patanjali Ayurved. Delhi High Court has laid down guidelines for adherence by contractors as well as authorities while making payments to such contractors, noting that they are made to wait endlessly for their payments on the ground of non-availability of funds. Uttarakhand High Court has ruled that samosa is considered to be cooked food, hence it would attract higher tax rate. Kerala High Court has held that ice cream cannot be treated as cooked food and therefore, a higher rate of tax is applicable to it. Delhi Bench of ITAT has ruled that the profit earned by a housewife on the purchase and sale of shares would amount to business income in net short-term capital gain under the provisions of the Income Tax Act, 1961.